Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be
to the Contenders for the Faith broadcast, and yes, we are the Ready Church from YouTube. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, we see that Jesus is soon to come. We see the signs of judgment all around about us. We're really living in a sad time where people are just walking away and turning away from the faith in this last hour, but we're here to tell you that the Word of God said to continue to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. I tell you, you better hold on to God's unchanging hand. I tell you, his hand is the only hand that's not changing in this last hour. We see so many things and so many people that are turning away and walking away in this last hour, forgetting what God has done, forgetting where God has brought you from. But we're here to say today, hold on to your faith. Don't turn away from the faith. Don't turn away from the Word of God. Study. Study your Word. Get into your Word. Get alone and let Christ talk to you in this last hour so that you'll be able to stand. And having done all to continue to stand in this last hour, we just thank you for coming in to listen to the Ready Church from week to week. I tell you, we just thank you. We appreciate you. We pray that we're making a difference in your life on this last hour. I would like to say, let us go in prayer. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. And God, we pray for every listener today, God, that you unstop their deaf ears in this last hour and that you will save, set free, and deliver. We thank you for the Word of God because everything else is going down but the Word. But we have a hiding place in your Word on today. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Devil's defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. So today, I have my guest with me today, Pastor Harris. We have Shaniqua Tacoma. We have Adunanda, and we have Sister Tracy, and I guess Sister Early. I don't know if they're online today, but we have a round table today. I mean, so much going on. I mean, so much that we could talk about. I mean, they even got out here the 10th Annual Drug Dealer Conference. Come on, church, come on. Time is winding up. I'm telling you, no telling what you're going to hear in this last hour. That's why it's so important that you get into the Word of God. Also want to say that Pastor Harris was speaking on today, you know, about how to walk with God. And so he's coming and he's going to share with us a little bit about how to walk with God in this last hour. God bless you, guest.
God bless you.
We're going to ask you to come on and share a little bit about what was given to us today. We know that everything is going down with the Word of God, and we must put on the whole armor in this last hour so that you will be able to stand. I'm telling you, if you don't have on the whole armor of God, you're not going to be able to stand, you know, in this last hour. All right, Pastor.
We'll read from Genesis chapter 5, verse 14. 22. And it says that Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 365 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Here the scripture says that Enoch was a man who walked with God. And that's what God expects of us, to walk with him, to have fellowship with him, and to be faithful to him. I want you to understand that Enoch, as today, it was a time of apostasy. A lot of people were walking away, turning away from God, but yet Enoch, he stood and he walked with God in spite of being an apostate generation that he was living among them. And also to letting us to know that we can live for God in spite of other folk are not living for God. They have turned away from God. They have walked away from the true and the living God. The Bible said that Enoch, that he walked with God and he was not, that he was translated, for God took him, or God raptured him, God caught him up because of his relationship with God. The Bible said that he had a testimony that he pleased God. And most of all in our own personal lives, that we should have the testimony that we please God rather than man. And Enoch was one that God testified about, even in the book of Hebrews chapter 5 and 6, that he had this testimony. God had raised you up and raised me up to be a testimony to our generation in these last and evil days. So that we thank God for just being a part of this ministry, to minister to you what God has said in his word. And Enoch, there are some principles about Enoch's life that he had lived a life of faith, a life of fellowship, a life of fruitfulness, and a life of faithfulness. And that's what God wants from us, to live the life of faith, to live a life of fellowship with God, to live a life of fruitfulness and a life of faithfulness. The Bible says that Methuselah was at his birth that God began to deal with Enoch's life and began to deal with his heart. And the Bible said that he walked with God not just one day, but 365 years. He had fellowship and he had fruitfulness and he had faith and favor upon his life because of his walk with God. Anybody, God won't walk just with anybody, but he walks with those who please him, who have faith, who trust, who have confidence in what he says, and to walk it out. And that's the thing nowadays, the people nowadays, people say they have faith, but your faith has to be on display. Your faith must be walked out. The Bible says faith without works is dead. And that's what God requires of the church in these last evil days. And the name Methuselah means when he is dead, it will be sent. A lot of people might be saying, what will be sent? The flood was sent after that Methuselah died. And that's what the message that God spoke to Enoch about his generation through his son Methuselah. He lived 969 years old. But the Bible says that after that Methuselah died, that God sent the flood and destroyed all those that did not receive the message that Noah preached to come on in the ark. And even in our generation, when we don't hear what God says, the consequences for our lives eternally, it's going to be eternal damnation and judgment. Amen. And we better get in a hurry for our lives, for the day is coming and approaching soon But the scripture says, as in the days of Noah, he says, so shall it be in our day, one of those evident signs that his coming is near. As they were living, as they were doing in Noah's time, even so we see today they were marrying and not honoring their marriage, and even those that are in ministry. They say that God can heal your cancer, he can heal your heart attack, he can heal your backache, he can heal all various kinds of diseases, but he can't heal a marriage. But I believe that God can heal folks' marriages, he can heal your heartaches, he can heal your pain, he can heal your backaches, he can heal your cancer. God is a God that cannot fail, and he cannot lie. And certainly we thank God for the word of the Lord, just giving you a little tidbit of learning how to walk with God. And you got to do that every day of your life. Some folks, the Bible said that Enoch walked 365 years. Some folks can't walk one day with God before they get distracted and walk away and turn away from God. Amen. This is a walk wherein that your heart, your mind, your soul have to be fully committed and dedicated to, consecrated for God's purpose, for God's glory in these last and evil days. Keep on walking with God, and he'll never leave you. He'll never walk away from you. He said, I'll never forsake you. Walk with God every day. Fellowship with God. Commune and talk with God every day, and get quiet before the Lord, and allow the Holy Spirit and allow the Word of God to minister to you, and then that you can be effectively to reach and to touch somebody else's life. Amen. The ministry got to be upward, then God ministers inwardly, and then there's ministry that goes forth outwardly, upward, inward, and out, learning how to walk with God.
Praise God. Praise God for Pastor sharing with us on how to continue to walk with God in this last hour. When we see so many changes taking place in the houses of God, we've seen where, you know, people are no longer faithful like they once was, and so many changes. I want to ask my panel today, what are some of the changes that you've seen, you know, taking place in the house of God that is so disturbing to you in this last hour?
Well, there's a number of things that are, you know, going on in the house of God. I know as people have seen different information that's out, you know, that there's even an article out wherein that, or a picture that is on the internet about a lady who is laying hands on, you know, another lady in, you know, her private area. There's different things. There's masons being exalted in the pulpit, or, you know, in the church. This is supposed to be a secret organization, you know, which you're not supposed to be a part of as it is. And then these men are in the pulpit just putting it, all these other gods, because in the Masons you can serve any gods. I know that these men would try to portray like they're worshiping the true and living God, but they're not. They have brought their idols on, you know, on God's altar, and, you know, to defile it. That's what they're doing. So, you know, you're seeing things like that. You're seeing, I know, like at Lester Love's church, he had a dance or something wherein, like, he set a dance box in the middle where anybody comes up and dances on it, you know, like they're in the club. And also, you know, there's just a whole lot of things going on. The man who just passed, who was the founder of the TBN, Paul Crouch, his son, and, you know, well, his granddaughter, the one who brought up the different lawsuits that are going on with, you know, that program, Brittany Copper, she is actually on lying, dancing around a pole, and her dad is, you know, an executive person over there at the Word Network, where he was on TBN, but he left that organization once the lawsuits came against his father and, you know, the organization because of his daughter and all that kind of stuff. But it was so many mishaps in that situation. But he's making comments. He knows his daughter's online, and she's dancing around a pole like she's a stripper. And he's making comments like, you know, is that a dude or something? And then he goes back and, you know, just says he was just only playing. But, you know, these people are, you know, they have this large organization, say they spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And these, you know, these things are out here for people to see. And, you know, but there's a lot of things that are going on in the church at large. And, you know, the people that are claiming to represent, you know, Christ. Because when people or the world looks at, you know, the church, they're going to, if they're not going to a local church or anything there, they're going to look at the TV. They're looking at T.D. Jakes or Dietrich Haddon or whoever they can find on, you know, because there's a new show out called The Preacher of L.A. So they're looking at these people, and that's what, you know, the world is seeing. But that's not the true church. And so they're influencing some of the, you know, the other churches, the smaller ones and different ones that are coming along, but they're not setting the standards. They're not setting, you know, the standards of Christ. They're not standing for the truth. So it's pretty much all the things that are going on in the world you can do in the church, and that's what we're seeing. That's what I see going on.
I mean, what are some of the changes that you're seeing taking place in the house of God? You know?
Just tell some of the changes. Taking any changes that you're seeing.
What are some of the changes?
There's so many of, you know, the different changes that are going on in the church. I know that the way that people are dressing is the new age thing that is going on. I know that, you know, gentlemen, young men used to then come into church with, you know, the baseball cap on, but now you just come into church with your baseball cap on, the whole service, ain't nobody going to say anything to you, you know, or anything like that, you know, but it's supposed to be reference of respect. You have to go, if you go inside the bank, they want you to take off your hat or you're not going to receive service. I know that is evident from my bank, you know, but things like that. And even if you go inside a school building, you're going to ask the young man to take off his hat. You're not going to be able to walk in there with your pants, you know, drooped down, you know, like that. You know, they have laws that's coming out even, you know, in different states that, you know, it's becoming like, you know, crime. They'd be able to, you know, punish you, you know, and fine you for your pants being, you know, off your behind. So that, you know, that's going on in Florida. So some of the young ladies, the way they're dressed too, you know, with the, you know, the skirts and everything is a little bit too high, and you know the cleavage is, you know you're showing there, so you need to pull it up, you know, you need to pull up the top, and you need to pull down the dress, so, you know, so there's a lot of things that are going on because, you know, because you cause somebody to look, you know, in the way that they shouldn't be, and they come to worship God, but they cannot do that freely with, you know, the distraction, evidence. So that's something.
You don't understand yet.
Basically, what we're trying to express, that standard in the house of God dramatically changed and Lord, I want to read something out of the book of Micah. Micah chapter 6 and verse 8 will lay some principles for you. That he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee. Here's some principles. Number one, but to do justly. The first principle out of this scripture is God want us to do justly or to do what's right. And a lot of things that's right in the church nowadays, they're calling wrong. Wrong is right, and right is wrong. You hear the word of the Lord God says to Micah, there's some things that I've shown you, what I require of you. Not only of the Old Testament saints, but I believe that the same word is us, to do justly, to do what is right. And a lot of folks in the church, they will say one thing, but they'll do another. The scripture said every tree is known by the fruit that it bears. And also it's, the scripture reads on and says, and to love mercy or to have compassion. And that's what the totality of Jesus' ministry was, compassion on those that are lost, hurting, and dying. And we have gotten away from focusing on the Great Commission. It is to reach those that are lost, those that are hurting and those that are dying, to reach them, to teach them, and then we release them into their place of ministry where God has anointed them to serve and to do for the sake of building the kingdom of God and tearing down the very strongholds of the enemy. And the Bible says, and to walk humbly, amen. There are three principles: to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before God. Amen. And as we are articulating today that the standards of the church have certainly gone, all these things are signs of the times, signs of the last days. God's word never changed. He said, I'm God, and besides me there's no other. He said, and I change if not. God's word won't change. God's principles won't change. And therefore, we cannot lower the standard to try to reach people. People must come up to God's standard. If he made a standard, he'll give you grace to meet up to that standard. Not by grace, through Jesus Christ. He causes us to receive and to walk in what he says to us. He's going to work through us. And certainly, amen, Enoch was a man who walked. He walked with God. He walked in rhythm with God. Amen. He walked in step with God. Amen. Whatever God wanted him to do, amen. Enoch, the Bible says that he was God's witness to that end, to that apostate generation. And God certainly wants to use you, brother. He wants to use you, sister, to be a end-time witness to those that are lost, hurting, and dying. The same standard that goes for you and I is the same standard that goes for these high-profile Hollywood movie stars with a Bible in these last and evil days. And we need to stand and to withstand against the wiles, the tricks, the methodologies. There's a lot of tricks. There's a lot of games. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in the church today that is simply just playing games and playing on people's emotional makeup. And so, therefore, somebody got to stand up and speak truth about these tricks, offering games that's going on, this manipulative games that's going on in the church today. Somebody got to say something in order for that spirit to be broken in the house of God.
Amen, Pastor. I'm telling you. Because there are so many changes that have taken place in the house of God. You know, there's a lack of respect, you know, for the house of God. And people come in, like the brother said, in any kind of way and just offering up anything to God. And God is not just going to take up any kind of offering from you, you know. You know, you ready? Sister, have you thought of some things and some changes you've seen take place in the house of God?
Well, the changes that I've seen is that people are no longer using the Bible today. They're using iPads and their cell phones. And another change that I've seen is that no one is no longer worshiping God. Worshiping God they're, you know, singing this contemporary and hip hop in the church, and you see people all amped up and hyped up and not actually worshiping and referencing the true and never God.
That's very good, because we even go online sometimes, you see people throwing up gang signs in the house of God, and I mean all these signs that, you know, devil signs. I mean, you can just look them up yourself, you know, and they tell you what the signs represent and what they mean. You know, these are signs that, you know, people used back in the early 70s and 60s and stuff when you went to concerts and stuff. You know, people was using those signs, you know, when you go to the shows and, you know, throwing up gang signs and throwing up peace signs. And there ain't no peace with a V. I mean, you, anyway, you know, I mean, when you just think about all this stuff that people been using, you know, it's been the devil in disguise. You know, he's still been behind all this stuff, you know, people, even when people back in the 60s and 70s doing LSD and, you know, and stuff. And, I mean, people was, I mean, they was devil worshipers, you know. Satanists use those signs. If you go up online and you see, you know, the satanic churches and stuff, all those same signs that the body of Christ is now using, they say they're using it for God. But God is not going to take anything off of the altar of Baal. He don't have to have it. He's not going to take it. You know, he said, he that's holy, let him be holy still. He that's filthy, let him be filthy still. So if you're still going to do the filthy things that you did before you even gave your life to the Lord, there's no need to even come into the house of God like that. You know, you got to come, you know, and change. You know, Christ came to bring about change. He came to save us from our sins. Where Adam and Eve fell, Christ came on the scene to restore us back. Where man was separated from God because of sin. I know they're saying there ain't no sin and ain't no hell and ain't no heaven. I mean, it's just, you can just do whatever you want to do, include in it everything in your life. But we here at the Ready Church are trying to tell you, read your word, get in your Bible, get in the King James Version. Because I tell you, a lot of these other versions are telling you, you know, misquoting, adding, and taking away, and, you know, bringing about a different meaning from what the word of God is really truly saying. He said, what I say to one, I'm saying to all. So that same word that he said over 2,000 years ago, that same word is goes for today. And Noah did not change the plan that God had given him. He preached 120 years, that same, the same thing. He was still saying, you must repent. You must be born again. And we're here today to tell you, you must be born again. Be saved from your sin. Oh, yes, Jesus came to save men from his sin. At this time, we're going to ask Sister Johnson to come on. Sister Johnson, are you there?
Amen. Praise the Lord, Ready Church.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God. I would like to say something I noticed that has filtrated the church now is the Roman Catholic rituals that have been brought into the church. Many of these, many of the Roman Catholic church traditions and practices are contrary to Scripture, and it's proven to us today that this church is, you know, being led by Satan himself, and we have sheep that are in wolf clothing, and it has infiltrated the Christian church with its rituals and its values. You see a lot of these pastors online with the, you know, the Roman Catholic garb on, the hats, and they're doing the rituals. I know one that the Ready Church has recently put up was a young man bowing down, and the I guess the bishop was holding his ear, which is another ritual. And God told us not to bow ourselves to any other gods but him. So that's one thing that has really infiltrated the church is this Roman Catholic doctrine. And that's a part of the apostate church that the pastor was talking about early. So we need to really rid Christianity of this apostate, of the apostate things that are going on in the churches today. So God bless you, Ready Church, and I just thank God for being a part tonight.
God bless you, too.
I see some things that are going on. Another thing that I was thinking about is that, you know, how, you know, when we're sad when a person, you know, dies or anything like that, but I know that, like, with so many people not really focusing on that, Paul Crouch had a soul, you know, he has a soul, so, you know, his soul is spending eternity somewhere, but, you know, there, I read on somebody's page that they called him, like, I think the Pope or something, like, you know, but, you know, he is not God, I mean, but, you know, so you don't need to do that, and we certainly have to be prayerful for the ones that are still here, you know, his granddaughter and different things, like I was stating earlier, but, you know, and his wife, Jan Crouch, and, you know, the many people that have walked through the TVN doors, as, you know, we usually discuss here on Ready Church. So, you know, it's a lot of ministers, a lot of preachers that are, you know, embracing inclusionism. And so, you know, that's something to think about.
Amen. You got something you want to say, Rob? Well, nevertheless, we thank and praise God for everyone that participated on the program tonight. Hopefully we said something to give you something to think about in this last hour. You know, as Pastor said, we have got to learn how to walk with God. We cannot walk with gods, many gods, the little g. We have got to walk with the true and living God in this last hour. He's the only one that won't change. He's the only one that won't fail you in this last hour. And I'm going to leave you with the scripture, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high place. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand, and in an evil day, and have done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." I'm you, and speak God with the grace of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. God bless you, Ready Church.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah. Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be
to discuss one of the articles that was on the WordPress about the Church of Scientology. They had built a $145 million building, which is for these people to access a superpower practicing room. So they believe that they can, you know, tap into, you know, the spirit realm. And this organization is very demonic. They believe in, you know, Dianetics and, you know, about the metaphysicals and the theta, which is the conscious spirit, and the mesh, which is the universe. And these people believe that, you know, that they can potentially be like God and have the ability to know all things, you know all things in this life, just know all things as God. And they believe that, you know, they were somewhere, you know, before. And then they believe that they, through their theta, their conscious spirit, they can assess where they've been, you know. So they believe in reincarnation. So they believe that they were in the universe prior, you know, to come into, you know, life as they know it now. But they, when they go through this process, they call it auditing. You know, and this auditing process is like, you know, if you work in different, you know, venues and you work in the financial department, you might have the auditor to come in, and, you know, and with the workers and different things like that to go to through different details about everything in that department. But this type of auditing is that this Church of Scientology goes through. It lets them know and be able to figure out where they've been previously before life on the earth, which is, you know, this this cult group is, you know, very demonic, and it's not biblical. So, you know, this religion is pretty much embraced by Hollywood, and that the rich and famous people are really donating money, and they even have like a whole group staff of volunteers that's acting as police, shielding the place, and they were brainwashed. And, you know, they invited Tom Cruise, Kelly Preston, and, you know, just different ones that are, you know, active in the, you know, the Church of Scientology, John Travolta, and they held this ceremony, and the cult leader, David Miscavige, was there. He was leading that prayer ceremony, which is very demonic, in, you know, consecrating this new superpower room. So it's very crazy. And the man that's the leader of that cult group, L. Hubbard Way, you know, who started that group with his wife, you know, he wanted to start a religion because he said that's where the money is. So he started this group called the Church of Scientology. And, you know, he also has a street called L. Hubbard Way, but no, it's not L. Hubbard's way. He's supposed to be, you know, the true way is with Jesus Christ. So there's only one way. Jesus Christ is that way. John 14:6 says, Jesus says to him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes to the Father, but by me. So we have to stick with that. So, and not get involved in these occult groups. This group called the Church of Scientology, they have this process that they use called, like, fair game, and they try to, like, come against anybody, basically speak to, against them, and, you know, as a scare tactic. But, you know, there's a lot of things involved with this Church of Scientology, and, you know, and, you know, some people are dying, you know, in the world, and then there's other people in the so-called Christian world that are trying to make money and trying to market off of other people's death. You know, you can be sure that something is about to take place, even with, you know, spiritually with the TBN, but as well in the physical with, you know, someone trying to, you know, come in and trying to market off of, you know, Paul Crouch and off the death. You know, it also was the article about Reva Thames, you know, with the Majestic Lights, and she's talking about having first-class sound equipment, first-class seats, like who cares about all that, you know, that materialistic stuff and, you know, raising all this, you know, donations and things like that for this facility, which is a double facility, and, you know, so there's a lot of things going on. As you see, probably the access granted photos, which she's always in the photo shoots, you know, and on the front covers. But the strange thing is that Paula White and Reba Thames were seen in the media as rivaling against each other for the position of the church when Reba Thames' ex-husband passed. And these ladies are actually even friends on Facebook. Like, what, you know, it's a whole lot of things going on. And Zachary Thames was a sacrifice. It says in 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So that was a tragic situation that went on, and with she's her kid's father and everything, but she's the one that's being seen in the spotlight now and coming forth and talking, you know, trying to, you know, be seen a man, but, you know, things like that is not of God. So you have to be able to discern these things. And, you know, about the Mason thing, when you research, you understand that the Mason groups have a whole different set of beliefs. It doesn't align with Christianity at all. They believe in many gods. They're very polytheistic, and you just believe anything. And they have these rituals that they have to do in very much detail. And, you know, their symbol that they always wear with that compass and that G in the middle of it and different things. You know, so all that, you know, different things that goes on with that and the generating principles and all this stuff. There is a lot, but it's not enough time to go into all the specifics of it, but we need to learn to walk with God. And because there's a lot of atheists that are out there that's trying to gather and travel around this nation trying to influence people in other countries that are trying to go all around and trying to recruit people to become atheists and become non-believers. And, you know, so that is pretty much the sign of the times that we're living in. And they're raising money. They're having so-called service. They're mocking the things of God. So, you know, we have to be on guard and, you know what to say in those types of situations and know as well how to back away when, you know, people don't want to hear. So, you know, when I say the back away doesn't mean to take down at all. It means to, you know, that when, you know, somebody's not, doesn't want to hear, you're going to see. You're gonna still keep preaching the truth, but you just gotta just shake the dust from your feet. You just gotta go on away. You gotta be able to know what to do and be able to stand in these last and evil days. There's a typhoon happening. There's people that are claiming there was this couple that have set to sexually deviate their unborn child as a parenting plan. So many different